for most of the first quarter. It was 25-22 with about 5 minutes or so left in the first half, and then got closed with a 16-1 run. And, you know, they're really good, and they put a lot of, you know, a lot of pressure on you. And we talked about the fact they're going to make runs. It needs to be in the 6 to 8 point variety, can't be in the double digit variety. And then we gave up 17 offensive rebounds, turned it over, I think, 21 times. It's a good team like that on the road. You're going to find that you're going to come out on the wrong end of the scoreboard. But all in all, you know, I feel like we're much improved from a season ago. And, you know, it showed us some things that we've got to work on, and hopefully today, as we get ready to take on Pleasant Valley, we can get some of those things addressed and play a good ball game tonight.
Yeah, I would imagine you and a lot of the other MVC coaches are just going to go down to graduation at City High just to make sure young Jones goes across the stage.
Yeah, you know, I think she had 36, 37 points last night. I want to say 15 to 18 rebounds, and I think they said she had 7 or 8 steals. I mean, she had a fantastic game, and has been that way for a while. I think she started being the MVP in our league sophomore, junior year, and then, you know, made a strong statement that she's not going to let go of that stranglehold of it her senior year as well.
Yeah, and well, Iowa State's going to get a good one.
They
there's
are.
No doubt.
Yep, she's going to do really well in the Big 12. It wouldn't surprise me if she's an all-conference performer in the Big 12. I believe she's the best senior basketball player in our state, and you know, just had a fantastic game last night. And there's no, you know, our kids fought and did everything they could with her, but she's just super talented. And at 6 foot and as athletic as she is, she's a load.
Well, you had a great performance. You're a terrific senior, Haley Dolphin, 27 last night, and. You know, you get to a senior situation, you get to your senior year, and you kind of hear the clock starting to tick a little bit, and you decide to kind of maybe put it into an extra gear a little bit. And we came over on Monday night, I think, for the ball game, the Kennedy boys game, and who's out there shooting as we get there? It's Haley Dolphin getting some extra shots in.
Yeah, I mean, I've coached this game for a while, as the hairline and the color can tell you, and I've never had a harder worker in my life. You know, she's one, you know, she gets in there on her own a lot, but she also, you know, hey, coach, can you come open up the gym? And she's up there. She puts in a ton of time, and you enjoy when great things happen to good people, and she is definitely a great person and just a tremendous work ethic, and played really well last night. And, you know, I go down to visit with John a little bit to check schedules and stuff, and, you know, there she is in the gym shooting at that time as well. But I know one day I talked to her, I think she got 700 shots up in a day or something like that. And, you know, she just works really, really hard at her craft. And you're happy for kids like that that get to see the fruits of their labor.
Yeah, and she's going to go on, I think, Rockhurst and play college basketball?
Yeah, she's going to go to Rockhurst. They're in Kansas City, Division II school. You know, excited for her. She signed the letter of intent. We'll go there and play. I want to say they were 18-10 a year ago, playing a really good Division II conference there in Kansas City, and just very happy for her. She's going to have a great collegiate career as well. She'll will herself to get on the court and contribute as early as she possibly can.
Yep, and but a good, I think a good senior class you guys got this year as well. I mean, Haley obviously is the one that is going to do most of the scoring and get a lot of accolades, but it's a good senior group you got.
It is a really good senior group. Olivia Helwig's been up there, lettered her sophomore year, started last year, starting again this year, and, you know, had been our most consistent player up to this point. She's battling walking pneumonia. You know, a lot of kids wouldn't play with that, but she's been battling it here for a couple weeks. You know, we were talking the other day about what it takes to be a varsity basketball player as far as commitment and availability, and was joking around with Olivia. She's never missed a practice before, and she's missed, I think, one or two this year. And so I said, I'm never going to say that again. I jinxed you on that one. And then a few weeks later, she has walking pneumonia. And then Tessa Steffens, another one of our seniors. And Tessa is about as nice a kid as you're ever going to come across in life. She's just a really, really sweet kid. Everybody on our team loves her, does a fantastic job leading us, provides us a spark off the bench, and just another really solid senior for us.
Yeah, and Olivia got her senior season off to a good start against Waterloo East. Had a very good game.
Yeah, she led us in scoring against Waterloo East and just played really, really well. She's one of those kids who fills up a stat sheet, you know, a little bit of scoring. She blocks out very, very well for us on the defensive end as far as the rebounding. She passes the ball very well, just an unselfish player, and been filling up the stat sheet and been very consistent here so far.
Yeah, and yeah, it's going to be different next year. You're not going to have a Helwig around for a, it's
that
been
will
a while.
Be different. Yeah, you know, when I first showed up, I think Abby was a sophomore, and then now Olivia's a senior, so it's been, this will be our sixth year of having a Helwig, and like you said, next year, not having one around, it'll feel weird.
Yeah. Odd. This is a team, you got a lot of experience back from last year. You had a young team last year. For the most part, still pretty young, but they got the experience of playing a year in the MVC last year, though.
Yeah, they got thrown into the wolves last year. A lot of sophomores that were involved in that. And, you know, this year, you know, thanks to Coach Lewis and our strength and training program, those kids look like they belong out there this year as far as the strength and the speed of the game. And, you know, and they're doing a fantastic job for us. And then we still have got some young kids out there as well. We have two freshmen, Sophia Barrett and then Maya Fitzpatrick, that are in our rotation. And then two sophomores as well, with Cameron Ray and then Sadie Powell. And those all four of those kids have come in and contributed in a big way for us.
All right, and good to have that those young kids and to go along with the senior group as well. They're getting along pretty well then?
Yeah, you know, knock on wood, they do get along really well as far as, you know, different things. And, I told them, you know, back a few weeks ago, we're undefeated. We haven't really played a game. There's not the whole playing time issue right now. That's going to come up. You know, we're going to get beat. There's going to be nights where you're going to play a little bit more than what you might some other nights. You might have those questions. And I would just challenge you to keep putting the team first and what's best for the team.
Right, and so far so good. Anyway, yeah. As you get a very difficult part of your schedule going right now.
Yeah, that'll be a key test for us. You know, next Wednesday it'll be interesting to kind of evaluate where we are after having gone through this 3-game stretch. You know, are they still pulling the rope in the same direction? Are they still, you know, looking out for what's best for the team and different things there? And I think, you know, this group has the potential to do that. And so hopefully as we go forward, we keep that going and, you know, build some momentum going into Christmas break.
You got, I think you're a pretty deep team this year as well. Good junior class that's pretty talented out there that you can count on too.
Yeah, we have three of our juniors that start for us. Adia Lipra is back from a year ago. I believe she was second team all league. And then Madison Freehoff, another one that's a junior that started for us a year ago. She's playing very well. Ashley Viss is also another one of our starters. And then as we go into the bench a little bit with Lauren Vasky and Layla Sane, Kendall Runnels is another junior that we have there as well. And all those kids come in and you know, contribute not only just in the games but also practice as well, provide us with some positive contributions there.
Yeah, and well, a chance in this league this year, I think you're going to have some depth like that. You got some team, obviously, at the top. You got the Cedar Falls. You saw City High last night. You're going to see West coming up next week. Prairie's got a very good team. Xavier, you just go up and down the line. But you're going to need 7 or 8, maybe even 9 to play a game.
I agree. You know, it's one of those things where last year we would hang with teams for, you know, a half, 3 quarters, but we just didn't have much depth. And now this year with having the depth, you're going to have kids that, you know, some night it's their night, the ball's going to go in the basket for them, they're going to help us out on the defensive end as well. Then you're going to have other nights where maybe it's not their night. You got to give somebody else a shot in those situations. And in this league, you know, it's a deep league. As far as things go, I think it's as tough as it's ever been. You know, Cedar Falls is number one, City West is 2, City High is 3. I mean, those are the top 3 teams in the state. And 5A, and so it's a dog-eat-dog league, and so you've got to have that depth to be able to combat some of those things. And, you know, I think that'll come to the cream will rise at the top, and that will help us as we go into January and February of 2018.
You've been able to maybe put a little bit more of the offense in, maybe I don't want to say complicated, but since you have so many back from last year, maybe give them a little bit more to work with.
Yeah, we hit the ground running, kind of where we were at the end of the year, and we've added some things in as far as some secondary break type of sets. You know, I've got to be careful at times because I want to move quick with them, but yet you have, you know, 3 or 4 of the younger ones. You got to make sure that they're with you at times. But yeah, we've got a few new wrinkles in, and we'll be able to add some more as we get into Christmas and different things. Excited to see, as we kind of learn more about this group, what can we find to help even better fit them.
Yeah, and it's a good group, and you know, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, you've heard that.
you get through this, maybe even get a win somewhere. Maybe tonight sneak one out, and maybe give you some confidence as you head toward Christmas.
Yeah, you know, we played Pleasant Valley at the IGCA scrimmage, and I thought when we played them, it went fairly well for us. I mean, they play a funky type of zone defense with that buzz defense, but at the same time, I think we'll be able to defend them, and it should be a really good game tonight. You know, it'll be interesting seeing how we bounce back about 24 hours from last night, and that's one of the things I told our kids. In fact, we did some really good things last night. You know, we got off to a great start. We came at them at the third quarter. You know, we've got to put more of that time together. You can't play 16 or a half against a really good team. You've got to compete with them for 25 to 30 of the minutes as well. And so, got a chance tonight. We usually play, knock on wood, we usually play City West pretty tough in different things. So, you know, it'd be nice to sneak out one of these next two and build some confidence, and then try to take that bounce and run into Christmas break, put together a little bit of a win streak.
Well, Pleasant Valley played last night too, and they got to get on a bus. So
yes,
you got the advantage there.
Yeah, playing at home, you know, they've got two Division I players. The Spellhawk girl, I believe, is going to Bradley, and then they got Kira Artofer, who didn't play at all last year with a knee injury, and I think she's going to Eastern or Western Illinois, one of those two. And they've got some nice pieces around them with the younger Spellhawk as well. But at the same time, you know, like you said, Scott, they've got to hop on a bus. They played last night. I know their game against Muscatine, there was a decent margin of victory there. So it'll be fun to see where we're at. You know, that's kind of what I tell our kids. You know, look at it as an opportunity. You don't look at it as a punishment that you play these top ranked teams. See where you are, see what you got to work on, and then, like I said, you know, like we've talked about with them, you want to get into February. Everybody gets invited to the tournament. You want to be playing your best at that time of the year.
Yeah, and it's interesting your schedule this year, and you've got a very ambitious non-conference schedule with of course Pleasant Valley tonight. You're going to take on Fairfield, a very good 4A team, coming up just ahead of Christmas right there. You're going to take on Jamie and Liberty coming up, and they got their first win last week. So in this era where everybody's having problems finding some non-conference, you ended up with some pretty good ones.
Yeah, you know, you talked to those three, and then we also, Dyke New Hartford's are really strong. Try to remember if they're 2A or 3A. Yeah, we're not going to play volleyball with them. I think they tried that earlier in the fall, and it didn't go so well. And then there towards the end, we'll play Iowa City Regina, and they're very, very strong. You mentioned they are in Missouri playing Incarnate Word. They're stretching themselves with some non-conference game as well, but we just knew that, you know, with the league that we're in, you can't go out there and play some of the cupcakes. You got to play good teams night in and night out, because that's what you see in the MVC.
Yeah, and are you getting out running a little bit more this year, perhaps, with this group?
Yeah, we're trying to play a little bit more tempo. I mean, we're not the biggest team in the world. You know, we've got odds 5'11", 6', and we've got some 5'9", 5'10 kids, but we don't have the 6' kids in the perimeter, you know, with some of the teams in the league that do. So we're trying to push tempo. We feel like if we allow those teams to get their defense set, it's very, very difficult to try to dissect that. So if we can get out and play tempo a little bit more and get them in 3-on-2, 2-on-1 situations, we like our odds better there.
Yeah, and you got some good athletes out there that can get up and down the court too.
Yeah, a lot of multi-sport kids. You know, we share more so with soccer than any other sport. But yeah, you know, some nice multi-sport kids that get out and run in transition. You know, and it kind of goes towards their skill set. And you know, with college, you can kind of recruit towards a specific style of play. With high school, you got to take what you have and you have to fit your style more to what their strengths are.
Yeah, and a good group there. And how about the program? Feel good about it? Good numbers right now throughout?
Yeah, we have 48 kids out, you know, and I know girls basketball numbers are kind of going down, but we're up about, I think it's about 7 or 8 kids from a season ago. And so we're excited about that. The sophomores, led by Coach Close and then Coach Mensch, they're off to a really good start. They're sitting at 2-0, won last night against City High as well. You know, and they're a very strong team. Our freshman numbers are really good also. I believe we have 12 freshman kids out. Andy Courtney and Katie Bova lead them. They've beat both two city schools. They knocked off Jeff and beat Wash so far. And then Coach Divis is leading our JV program. They have 16 kids out in the JV program. And so our numbers are sitting well, you know, and just having a lot of success here early on, and hoping that the kids are enjoying it as well. And you know, because I think that's why they play sports, is because it's fun. And hopefully that comes across as they go out there and compete.
And Coach Ethan Divis, a good young coach there. Did you lose Coach Benedict? Is he still around?
Yeah, you know, Coach Benedict's with us, keeps everybody, you know, laughing on their toes and everything. The kids love Joe. Joe just goes out there, keeps things light, have fun, and has a great basketball mind. And, you know, we've really enjoyed having Joe on the staff for the last 6 years, and, you know, wealth of knowledge there, and, you know, just has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, and just keeps it very light.
Yeah, keeps it light, keeps it, you know, the focus on the kids. And no matter what Joe does, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's, you know, whatever sport he happens to be helping out with, tennis, basketball, whatever the case may be, it's about the kids. And that's something that we tremendously respect about him.
Yeah, and well, you got Pleasant Valley tonight, and then home against Iowa City West, and then at Jeff coming up next Friday, and that's going to be an unusual night that you were telling me about.
Yeah, you know, John actually kind of came up with the idea, John McCowan, and doing some quads, and where we're going to play 4 games on one night. And so instead of having some of those sophomore kids, you know, going Monday or Thursday, depending upon when the game is, let's just play 4 games at once. And so on Friday, if I'm reading my schedule correctly, the varsity boys will play first in the main gym at Jeff, and while that's going on, the sophomore girls will be playing in the auxiliary gym, and then at 7:30, the sophomore boys will play in the auxiliary gym, and the varsity girls will get the 7:30 game time in the main gym.
All right, so you guys are last next week.
Yeah, we are last on Friday night. And so, you know, I think Coach Edwards wanted that to kind of keep things the same for them, you know, with playing some double girl games, varsity girls, are, you know, the last game. And so I think he wanted to keep that same continuity for that.
Yeah, and I know you like the doubleheaders. I mean, you came from Harlan, and that's what you were used to.
Yeah, you know, with coming from small schools, you know, Harlan and Audubon and schools like that, you know, that's what it was, where you played those doubleheaders with the boys. And I think it's good. It builds some camaraderie between the teams, allows the communities to support, you know, the teams at the same time. And so, yeah, we really look forward to them. I know John appreciates them as well. And so it'll be a good night on Friday night. Anytime you play a city game, there seems a little bit of extra intensity, a little bit more buzz in the crowd and different things. And so it should be a fun night.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see more doubleheaders too with, you know, unfortunately we're seeing a few less people coming to the gym, and doubleheaders seem to bring a bigger crowd. So I think we're going to see more of them.
Yeah, you know, I think number-wise, from a program standpoint, you know, we're playing at City High last night. They had a freshman game going. I'm guessing it was probably about a four o'clock start or whatever. So some of their freshman kids walked out of their auxiliary gym and then hopped on the bench and played second half of the sophomore game. And so from a number standpoint, you see that being an option. And like you said, you know, with the crowds, instead of splitting the crowds and the crowds thinning out a little bit, if you put those games in there, get a little bit bigger gate. And I'm sure the concession stand people enjoy that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, well, that's another aspect of it we can get into for about another 20 minutes. right here. But yeah, you'd like to invite everybody out tonight to see a very good Pleasant Valley team come into to town to take on the Cougars.
Yeah, we visit with our kids and just told them, you know, we play these three teams, but at the same time, you have to understand, when you play these three teams, there's not one good team on the court, there's two good teams. And our kids, I think, you know, we're in the process of building an identity, working through some, you know, building some chemistry, and different things like that. And I think we're going to play our best basketball come January and February. But right now, there are two good teams that are stepping on the court. And they understand that. They just got to make sure we, instead of playing 16 minutes, we get that into the middle to upper 20s against these good teams. And then we'll be able to compete throughout the game.
Yeah. And well, tonight, an opportunity to get a big win, a statement win, and a position win. And I know, even though they're working on their website today over in Des Moines, the Girls Union, they pay attention to these things when they make the brackets for the tournament.
When they get to the end of January, you know, they understand some of these matchups between the MVC and the MAC, and, you know, we've got to make sure that we hold serve to try to get the best possible pairings that we can. It's going to be extremely difficult out here with the quality of good teams. You know, in the past, they've had five regions in Central Iowa with the CIML maybe having the balance of power. Now that maybe the balance of power has begun to swing out this way a little bit, would they potentially give us five? I don't know if the folks in Des Moines will do that, but I think we at least get four. And based off of that, you know, you've got some really good teams out here. How are they going to put them together? And like, you know, like we mentioned, you just want to make sure you put your best possible foot forward with these and see what type of pairing that you can get.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And really, geography doesn't matter anymore as far as the Girls Union is concerned.
No, I think that the MAC girls that had to travel out from Eastern Iowa to Central Iowa and get on a bus last year for 2.5 hours might vouch for that.
Yeah, no. And you don't want to be one of those teams.
No, the long bus rides to play the regional final are not fun.
No, they are not. All right. Well, Tony, keep up the great work. We will see you on Friday in the late game coming up over at Jefferson. Look forward to that.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate all that you do for high school athletics, the way that you cover it and promote it. And thanks for having me on this morning.
All right. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Coach's Corner. So stay with us here at 9:30, coming your way here from KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Back with you at 9:32 on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Our thanks to Tony Viss for joining us here, the Kennedy girls basketball coach, as we go from girls basketball to boys basketball and talk Prairie hoops. Jeremy Rickardson, the head coach of the Prairie Boys, victorious last night over North Scott, 64-54, in a game we had for you here on KGYM, and to go to 1-0 on the year. And you had we were just talking here, 3 weeks of practice and one game. So I think they were itching to go last night.
Yeah, we were. The first couple of weeks, week 2.5 weeks of practice were good, and but you get to a point where you're just ready to play against somebody else other than the other Prairie kids. So they were ready to go last night, and it was nice to start off the season with a win.
Yeah, they were a little tired of looking at each other in practice.
yep, that's right.
And get that first one under your belt a little bit. But, as typical first games go, a little bit of a slow start, kind of get used to, the tempo and just get everything back. And but then after that, I think you guys, as the night progressed, I think your game progressed as well.
Yeah. And North Scott had a lot to do with that. They were, their defensive pressure, which we knew we were going to see, kind of put us on our heels on offense. And we talked at halftime about we just had to be tougher on both ends of the court, offensively and defensively. And, I thought the kids took that to heart in the second half, and we played a little bit tougher. We were tougher going to the rim. We finished some shots at the hole, and they kind of got their rhythm there going, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did. And it's not like you played horribly at the beginning of the game. You were right in there. North Scott led for most of the first half, and not by very much anyway, but did a few things right. Offensive rebounds kind of hurt you a little bit on a couple of different occasions, but you shored that up a little bit better in the second half.
Yeah, I thought, a kid like Logan Berg helped us stay in it there in the first half. I think he was 4-for-4 from the field, and 8 points was our leading score at halftime. And then we got a couple shots to go down. Keegan hit a buzzer beater there at the end of the first quarter that kind of cut the deficit. So just enough to kind of hang around, like you said, and then kind of turn things around in the second half.
Yeah, and Keegan got in a little bit of foul difficulty, not major foul trouble, but you had to sit him down a little bit anyway. And Chris kind of picked up his game a little bit, and others picked up their game.
Yeah. Chris had a good night, finished with 20. Harrison Cook came in and gave us good minutes, even though he didn't score a lot, but he gave us good minutes defensively and got a couple of rebounds. So Quinn Langfitt came in there in the first half too, and kind of the same thing, didn't fill up the stat sheet, but he just did the little things that kind of held things together. So, that depth helped us there in the first half.
Yeah, and well, one thing that you have this year, you got a little more height. The Murray boys shot up about 4 or 5 inches over the summer, and then Harrison Cook, and then Mason Hook on the inside, and Quinn coming in there as well. So you got a little bit more height to work with this year.
Yeah, it's more than we've had, that's for sure. Chris, like you said, Chris and Keegan are both about 6'5" now, and their wingspan is probably more than that. Harrison Cook is 6'5" too, just a good all around athlete, very versatile. And Mason Hook coming back out this year, he played varsity as a sophomore, wasn't out last year. I think he grew an inch, and he's 6'7" now, and kind of like Harry. He's versatile and does a little bit inside, a little bit outside. So it's nice having that length. That's for sure.
And you can bring Quinn off there too to give a little depth to that front line.
Yep. And you know, Quinn's 6'3", but he's works hard in the weight room, so he's pretty solid, and he brings a little bit of toughness too.
Yeah, and then coming off the bench, you got Matt Walter came in, gave you a few minutes, and Trip Koch can come in as well to spell some guards too.
Yep, Matt Walter came in and gave us a couple minutes. Really good defense, especially, and got a couple guys a blow. Like you said, Bryce Trip Koch will be right there. Aaron Longwell's another senior that. You know, pushes kids in practice, and he's going to get himself into the rotation. And then, like you said, Quinn Langfitt's in that mix too. So,
well, it's hard to get Griff and Logan Berg out of the game, though. I mean, they're kind of like the Energizer Bunnies out there. I mean, they're just going up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah. Griff. I mean, Griff's what makes us go, and Logan is a really nice sidekick, that's for sure. So, it is, but at the same time, you know. We started the game pressing last night, and we kind of want to continue that trend. So if we're going to do that, they're going to need some breaks. And fortunately, like we've said, we've got some kids that can spell them, and things don't drop off. So
well, and the press was effective for the most part. And he showed, I think, three or four different types of presses last night.
Yep. You know, with the length that we talked about, when you put somebody like that on the ball and another one trapping it, that makes it tough for teams. And both Chris and Keegan have really improved their foot speed, and their defense has improved. So, we think we can make it tough on some teams and not always show the same press and mix it up a little bit. So we'll keep that.
Yeah, and Griff coming back and, you know, at 16 points a game and the accolades that he had and deserves all of them. And it's a great starting point, and it's especially to have a guy at the point guard position, have all that really means a lot to this team.
It does. I mean, coaches say it all the time, your point guard should be your coach on the floor, and that's Griff, you know. And besides that, he's a competitor, he's a perfectionist, you know, he's a good leader, he's a good teammate. So that those are great qualities to have, and especially when it's your point guard. You know, he missed three free throws last night, and I know it killed him. He shot 91% from the free throw line last year, and he's the kid that doesn't leave practice until he makes 25 in a row. So I know it killed him last night, but he'll get that going. And Griff's just he's a great point guard.
Yeah, we were kind of kidding him last night after the game, but you could tell it was eating at him a little bit.
I'm sure. Like I said, he's a perfectionist. So
yeah, and doing a very, very good job. You know, Logan Berg's kind of the heir apparent, even though he's playing a lot of minutes this year. And he's kind of built out of that same cloth a little bit.
He is. You know, they're different players, but the way they play is very similar. They both play hard. They both can handle the ball. Logan's been working really hard on his shot. He finishes really well at the hoop. He's really good at distributing. He had a nice, you know, even though I'm not always a fan of the behind-the-back pass, but in that situation last night, it was probably the best pass to make in the fast break. And, you know, so he's got good vision. And, he'll step in and kind of fill those shoes next year.
Well, and it says a lot to what you're trying to accomplish there, to have Harrison Cook and Mason Hook and Harrison Cook, that's hard to say, come back to the program.
Try Murray Hook and Cook.
Yes, like Murray Hook and Cook. But to have them buy into it again and see what you're getting started there and to rejoin it, that's got to make you feel good.
Well, Harrison was out last year. Harrison played sophomore last year. And, you know, we kind of knew what we had with him. Mason, you know, chose not to go out last year. He's also a very good baseball player and was working on some baseball stuff in the off season. You know, but I could tell, you know, when I would see him at games or in the hallway, I could tell he missed it. Didn't put pressure on him. And fortunately, he decided to come back out this year. So he's been really good. And I think he's just started to scratch the surface.
Well, he had a couple spin moves last night that are really going to help. And then, of course, hit the big three-pointer I don't know if he looked over to the bench before he shot it, but we were kind of all waiting.
Yeah. Well, they were playing off of him, and he shoots it well. So, you know, I think he was kind of probably running through his brain time and score, and which is good. That's what we want him to do. But they left him open and right at the top of the key and knocked it down. It was a big shot.
Not sure he thought he made it, though. He crashed the board like he thought he missed it.
That's because we tell him to do that all the time.
So. And but he followed it up very nicely. And you guys got a good three-point shooting team. You didn't shoot it probably as well as you would like last night, but there are going to be nights that you're going to fill it up.
Yeah. And again, that had something to do with North Scott's defense. I think we were 6-for-18, but absolutely, we have the potential. Like I said, we have a handful of guys that can fill it up on any given night, and that's a nice option to have as a coach.
Yeah, it really is, and to have the numbers that you have too. You got a bunch of them out this year.
We do. Top to bottom, there's 55 freshmen. Coach Stauffer at the sophomore level, I believe he's at 25 sophomores. We have 27 kids come to varsity practice every day. It poses problems, but it's a good problem. We talk to those kids about buying into their role and pushing kids. You know, some of them may never dress for a varsity game, but they still come to practice every day, and they cheer for the guys that are in the rotation and push them in practice. So, like you said before, I think that's a testament to kind of what we're trying to build, and these kids want to be a part of it. So that's a good thing.
Well, I think they see that the potential is there for something good to happen this year, and there's still a lot of games to be played, 20 of them, as a matter of fact, in the regular season, and a lot of practices, but the potential's there. And like we said last night, kind of last year, maybe you snuck up on some people a little bit. You were kind of the hunters, and you're a little bit more of the hunted this year.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, we're okay with that, but last night's game was just a good example. It was, as a coach, coming out with a win, it was good for first game because we played quality competition. We were tested. There were times when things got hard and we had to fight through it. And, you know, they pulled through in the end. They won the free throw game in the fourth quarter. And, you know, so that kind of showed us what the potential could be. And it's really a good thing to build on.
Well, you have to be just very confident if you have a lead going into the fourth quarter, and especially if you have a lead going into the last 3 or 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. You take that, I think, every time out with the way you guys shoot free throws.
Absolutely. Like we already said, Griff is a great free throw shooter. He's going to be at right around 90 again. Chris and Keegan both last year were in the 80s, and they've improved. Mason was 2-for-2 last night. Harrison Cook was 2-for-2. Logan Berg is a very good free throw shooter. So, you know, we can put five guys out there in the end game situation, you know, if a team needs to follow us, and have complete confidence in all five guys. So,
yeah, and that's like I said, that's got to be a good feather in your hat to have.
Yeah, it is.
Make you sleep a little bit better at night.
Absolutely.
As far as that is concerned, and boy, oh boy, North Scott last night, and then you get into the conference, and we were talking about it the other night at Kennedy during the broadcast and just before the game. I cannot remember 1 through 14 as good as this league is this year. There's just not a night off. Solid talent up and down. 5 years ago when Marcus was a senior and that mm-hmm. group was very good, but I don't think he had the bottom as good as this year.
Right.
I mean, there's just not a bad team in this league this year.
Yep. We've been saying the same thing as a coaching staff. On top of that, everyone has improved, I think, from last year. You know, the talent top to bottom is good. Everybody's getting better. And, I think I'd rather have it that way than, have some cupcakes. But it pushes us and kind of shows you where you're at. I'd rather have those competitive games every night. In this conference, we're certainly going to have that. And, I agree. 1 through 14, it's unlike any other year.
Yeah, and there are going to be some teams that probably record-wise might not have as good a record as last year, or might be better, but the record won't show it. And you get one of those teams next week in Washington, who is mm-hmm. definitely going to be better than they were for Coach Decker a year ago. They fell to Bettendorf the other night and got another toughie today, but But they're going to be a better team.
Yeah, I agree. I watched the film, their Bettendorf game from the other night, and they played them tough. Bettendorf's a good team, a really good team. So they are improved, and you know, like we said, every team in the conference has improved. And fortunately, next week we don't play Tuesday, so we got 4 days to get ready for Wash. And you know, the week after that, Cedar Falls on Tuesday, Linmar on Friday, and Muscatine on Saturday. So,
and then West the following Tuesday.
Yeah, and then West. So
all on the road.
Yep. So that's the joys.
Yeah. Like said last night, 3 weeks in a game. Now you get another 7 days to get ready for Wash next week. So you're going to have 4 weeks basically of practice and 2 games.
Yeah. The kids will be really ready for the next week. But then, you know, maybe on Saturday they'll get their fill after having 3 in 1 week. So
yeah, I wonder what you get Linmar twice and get Iowa City West twice this year in the schedule rotation,
and Xavier
and Xavier twice. So not sure what you guys did.
I don't know either.
Or what Rocky do.
Yeah, really. I'll blame it on Rocky.
But a daunting schedule. And then interestingly enough, you're going to host Lane Tech out of Chicago coming up in January. How'd that get all about?
I met their coach at Snow Valley Basketball Camp, and, you know, we kind of hit it off, and we were talking, and coincidence, I have a niece, my sister lives in Chicago, and she goes to Lane Tech, so that's how we kind of got connected. And then he was looking for a non-con game, and I said, we will be in a year, and we kind of stayed in touch. And, you know, with the MAC and the CIML going to 18-game conference schedules, it kind of limits... In the state of Iowa, kind of limits the number of non-conference opponents that are available. So it worked out. We got it hooked up, and they're going to come to us this year, and next year we'll go into Chicago and play Lane Tech. So we're excited about it.
Well, and should be, because you talk about Lane Tech, and that is that's one of the hotbeds in Chicago basketball over the years. There have been some tremendous, tremendous players that have come out of their program.
Yeah. Yep. I follow them on Twitter and do my best to kind of keep up with what they're doing. And they're off to a good start this year. So it'll certainly be a challenge. And, you know, sometimes you kind of like those games where you don't really know a whole lot about your opponent. You just go in and you kind of do what you do. And it's a non-conference, obviously. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And but you'll still try to win the game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And a little different look for the kids, too, to see. And especially next year when you go to Chicago to return the game.
Yeah. We've been by the school several times in Chicago. It's an old, huge, big building. And so it'll be a neat setting and good experience. We'll go in and probably spend the night before and be a nice team bonding and good experience for the kids.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up in January of next year anyway, and you'll get them January 13th coming up this year. And you mentioned very good numbers up and down. You got a new sophomore coaching staff this year that got their feet wet last night.
Yep. Clay Stauffer's the new head sophomore coach. He is getting back into coaching after being away from it for a few years, and his assistant is Andy Kempel. Andy helped out with the football team and teaches at the high school, and they've both been great additions. They played a very good North Scott team tough last night. Heartbreaker, lost on a buzzer beater. So he's got them going, and you know, the good numbers, like we said, and quite a few kids that could work into the rotation. So they're doing a good job there.
Yep, and good numbers at the freshman group as well. You got a very unique situation on a sophomore team. You got a ton of coaches' kids. Your son is on the team. Coach Stauffer's son is on the team. And let's see, what else? We got, there's one more and I'm missing.
Well, Coach Wagemaster.
Coach Wagemaster's son is
Hank
on the team.
So, like you said, you would think that they would know what to do at all times. And they do a pretty good job. You know, and that's nice to have coaches' kids. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out here.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting to have that many on one group. So that'll be fun to watch throughout the year anyway. And, you're giving them the weekend off, right?
Yep. Since we don't play Tuesday, taking 2 days off, we've been going hard for, 2.5, 3 weeks. So they deserve a couple days, and hit it again Monday and get ready for Wash on Friday, and then tough schedule going into the holiday break.
Yep, and not all on the road, or a lot of it anyway. So that'll get you ready to go for competition.
It will. Yep. Fortunately, we get Western Dubuque at home right before Christmas break. But you're right; that stretch of four on the road will get us road tested before we hit January and February.
I got to ask before we let you go here that, of course, next year with Western Dubuque coming in and with Liberty coming in, so the MVC will now be 16. Have you guys talked about what you're going to do in basketball with the problem of the CIML and the MAC playing more conference games? Have you guys discussed as coaches how many conference games you guys are looking at next year?
I know there's been discussions and we have talked about it, but I don't think anything's been finalized. I know there's been, I think, three scenarios kind of proposed, and you know, just like anything, there's pros and cons to all three of them, and there's probably coaches that like certain ones. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And at the end of the day, you got to play your schedule. And if they tell us we only get three non-cons, then you know we'll have to limit that and play those. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it changes adding those two teams.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be, I don't know, I think makes the most sense anyway, because you want to play everybody at least once.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
And maybe get your three that you double up on. You guys always play Lynn Mar, it seems. And then, this year they throw Iowa City West and Xavier at you.
Yep. <the others. laughs> Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many teams you play twice. And but I agree. I would absolutely want to play everybody at least once. So
yeah, just to see them all.
Yeah. So.
Well, it'll be interesting, and we don't have to worry about that. That's somebody else's
Not yet.
Problem
yeah.
to come up with a solution for that. But great win last night, Jeremy, and look forward to seeing the Hawks throughout the year, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll take a break and come back and wrap things up here in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Supported by Integrity Insurance.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program at 9:54 to wrap things up. I want to thank Tony Vist, the Kennedy Girls basketball coach, and Jeremy Rickardson, the Prairie Boys basketball coach, for joining us. We'll be back with you coming up next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock here on the program. UNI playoff football coming up at 1 o'clock today with the pregame from Brookings, South Dakota. UNI and South Dakota State, a rematch of a Missouri Valley Football Conference game from earlier on this year that UNI won up in Brookings. We'll have that on 1600 AM starting at 1 o'clock here this afternoon on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Coming up later on today at about 2:30, it'll be girls high school basketball. It'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting Iowa City Liberty and the Lightning. And again, that will be at about 2:30 this afternoon. Then coming up later on at about 6 o'clock tonight, it will be the ACC Championship game. That'll be Miami taking on Clemson. Then tomorrow, NFL football coming away throughout the day right here in KGYM, 1600 AM, with a doubleheader starting off at 11 o'clock and a tripleheader on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That will start off at 11:30 coming up tomorrow. And then high school basketball coming your way next Tuesday night here on KGYM. We'll have girls MVC play. We will see the top five rated Iowa City High Little Hawks at Prairie to take on the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Steve Dozier and I will have that call coming your way next Tuesday. And that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way next Tuesday night. Hope you enjoyed the Coach's Corner. For my guests, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Thank you for joining us. And we'll get you to ESPN programming right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend.
The Florida Keys were pounded by Hurricane Irma. I'm Jonathan Smith, proud owner of four radio stations in the fabulous Florida Keys. Our island chain economy depends on tourism.